WJTL, Jordan Sates here to save my life. Hi, good morning, happy Tuesday, Kayla from the 705.
Hey, listen, Winning Wednesday, as we give you a chance to win a $20 gift card to Casey Jones' restaurant at Paradise Station, where you can experience dining aboard a real train car. Details at our contest blog at WJTL.com.
Our very special guest this morning, Amy Thurston, with us. She's the co-founder and CEO of Hope Inspire Love. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Fred. So good to be with you guys here this morning.
We love having you here. Anybody want to give a shout out to?
I have to. My daughter, she is up early, even though they have a 2-hour delay. So Sophia, mama loves you. Proud of you. You're a world changer, girl. Love you. And of course, got to say hi to my husband and our amazing staff at Hope Inspire Love and all of our community partners. We're so grateful.
And I just want to say, Sophia, thanks for the picture you put on mom's phone.
Yes, that was cute.
That made our day.
It was good. It was good stuff.
Amy, we've been asking our listeners and our visitors for a life verse. Do you have a life verse?
Yes. Really, this verse, there's a life verse because of what we've seen with Hope Inspire Love. And it also is just powerful to me. And it's in Psalm 46:10. And we know this, be still and know that I am God. And what has impacted me with that verse this year is that we've put that on a lot of our merchandise and things that we have with Hope Inspire Love. And people are like, oh, I want that because that's my anthem. That's my verse. Mm. But it's powerful because when you look at in Hebrew, the word still is to me like to sink in, stay put, be with the Lord, and just be with him. And oftentimes when we work with survivors of trafficking, it's all about being present and not missing a moment because it's not about us, it's about God. And we don't have to say anything about but be there. Right. And so that speaks to my personal life as well as the work that we do at Hope Inspire Love and just being present and being still. And God fights our battles. And so when we can go into working with these women, it's the reminder that, hey, you may not know what faith is and we're not going to force our faith, but just sit with us, just like God sits with us. And he will speak through you and to you just by allowing us to be present with them.
I love that. Expand a little bit on what Hope Inspire Love is all about and what you guys are doing in the community.
Yeah, Hope Inspire Love, we are a community impact, faith-aligned nonprofit working with survivors of human trafficking and exploitation, meeting them in the gaps of services that are here in our communities. So we're based in Lancaster, but our survey basically all of our communities like Montgomery County, Dauphin County, we're in Berks, Lancaster, York. And the reason is that so many individuals need services, but there's not services in every county. So if we can meet that need, that's where we are. So I'll share a little bit more about what we're exactly doing, but just again, combating human trafficking. And our whole heart is to empower survivors to flourish and thrive right where they are with long-term sustainability, not short-term.
And I know all year long is busy for you guys, but January has some special things for you guys to do because of what it means to human trafficking folks.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is prevention, Human Trafficking Prevention Month. And so when you're looking at January, I mean, every month is busy for us. There's so much to be done, and we're so grateful for amazing partners and community here in Lancaster County and surrounding areas. But Human Trafficking Prevention Month, this is a month to really go into our communities and help people understand what is human trafficking, what's going on, how to keep our kiddos safe. Like, what does this really look like? And changing that narrative of what people think trafficking is and helping them understand this can be your kiddo. It doesn't have to be just that vulnerable population. And for me, it's helping families understand like 1% of kids are ever kidnapped. And so families will think, oh, I've got to keep my kid a little safer. You know, I'm a mama. I understand that. But if I let my kid go into the room next door with a device and I say, here, go on and you can play your games or you can talk to your friends, I'm just allowing somebody else to enter my kiddo's life and have influence, and that's not okay with me. So we are going into churches and schools, businesses. I've loved lunch and learns with businesses where they're going, hey, this has been happening with my family, and we can help them with that training and understanding of how to talk to your kids at certain ages, as well as helping them know what's going on right in our community.
So how can people get a hold of this info? How can they have you come out to talk to them?
Yeah, go to our website, hopeinspirelove.org. You can book a speaker, kind of tell us what you're looking for, trainings. We have tons of resources, spot the signs, brochures, papers like that you can download, and it tells you what does trafficking look like, especially in minors and then with adults. And we do this because we had a young woman we worked with that said, where were you when I was 13 or 14?
Wow.
This is when this started. She was in her 20s. And she said, if somebody would have been aware or believed my story then, what my life would have looked like. And so that made us realize we've got to start at a younger age, helping with more of that prevention and understanding. But most survivors don't self-identify. We're not rescuers. We're not here because oftentimes they are the ones that it's their story. And later on they go, oh my word, my life and my picture is starting to come together. You have kids in foster care. They're adopted. They finally feel safe. And then all of a sudden, all the memories come back. And so you want to meet the families, the youth, the individual in our community. So going to our website, getting those resources. Another great guide for Human Trafficking Prevention Month is our 31 Days of Prayer. It is a downloadable opportunity for you guys to get our journal. Every day there's a prayer. There's scripture to go along with it. You can write in the journal. But what I love is when we were creating this, a survivor actually said, can I write a prayer? I said, absolutely. Wow. And I said, well, why don't you pick, because we picked 31 different topics that we felt were something we need to get addressed and pray and see breakthrough.
Right.
And guys, she said, I want to pray for the salvation of my trafficker.
Wow.
That still messes me up to know that she's willing to pray for the person that took advantage of her.
That's where her and heart was.
Right. And how often do we miss that? Right. Yeah. And forget about the fact that we've all walked through something that has broken us. And she was willing to put that down. So go to our website, hopeinspirelove.org, for somebody to speak, you know, come out and train and equip your church, your youth group. Like, hey, when you're doing youth group, have your families in another room and let us talk with them and help us equip our communities and then use these resources and join us in this movement. And in January, 31 days, we can all commit to something like that.
Check it out online, hopeinspirelove.org. We'll talk more with Amy coming up in just a bit. And we've got more music too. Shane and Shane, Elevation Worship, and much more on the way.